We will do something rare. We'll spend a little time on baseball, super regional, Rocky Top. LSU's got to go back there. There's no history that any fan would remember between these two in baseball that would stand out like football. But the series they had a few weeks back was kind of chippy, contentious. Paul Maneri's had a few choice words about that trip. And, Blake, now they're heading back, so this should be fun.
Bill, it's about to get really chippy. I mean, chippy like Doritos in this thing. Bill, within 5 hours, you know, I kind of stirred the pot yesterday on Twitter, and I forget the local Knoxville TV station that quote-tweeted it, which then got the LSU fans involved. I posted on Facebook. It's like, hey, Tennessee's making fun of Paul Maneri and LSU baseball. And, Bill, there's one thing you cannot do is make fun of LSU baseball, because you can kind of get away with some stuff and talking about LSU football and Ed Orgeron. What you cannot do in this state is say something negative towards LSU baseball, which then got all these people going back and forth. Bill, my phone blew up so bad last night. My wife said, if you don't turn that son of a gun off, I swear to goodness. So I'm telling you, it's getting chippy. Yeah, and Bill, there was a little things that were going on with fans. Paul didn't really elaborate, even when, you know, we kind of asked a little bit about it. He didn't even go into details. There were some stuff that was going out in the right field line with Dylan Cruz and some of the fans, some stuff that they were saying, some stuff that they did, but that's just typical hostile environment, I feel like. I don't know if it warranted what he said, but I will tell you this. This team, this LSU baseball team, the best thing that could have ever happened to them was Paul Maneri said two words, I'm retiring. So a very young and talented team has played above their heads. And Bill, this is pinnacle LSU baseball. You know, 6 national titles within the last 20 years is something, or right around that, 30 years, excuse me. It's something that they've always wanted to do. So it's a really chippy series. And, Bill, with a coaching search and some fans wanting Tony Vitello, Tony Balls, that's what some fans want. So it's going to be an interesting dialect. I don't think Tony Balls will be the next head coach right now from what I'm hearing. But regardless, people do want the young Italian stallion that's in Knoxville.
Clay sent me a message. And Clay's very well connected in the baseball world, said, ask Blake about Louisville's coach, Dan McDonald. He says, I hear that there is a connection there. Of course, he was a former assistant at Ole Miss before taking over at Louisville. He's been highly successful there. Is there something going on between the two?
I think there's a little something going on, Bill, between them. You know, I think that there have been talks. but I'm going to say this. Scott Woodward is a big game hunter. We know about Kim Mulkey. And, Bill, even when he was at Texas A&M, going and getting Jimbo Fisher. I don't know if Dan McDonald, with all due respect to McDonald, from a national perspective, brings the attention that Scott Woodward likes. I'm not saying that's good, wrong, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just how he's worked. I do think that he's a fantastic coach. And, Bill, I've already kind of said it. I do think that there have been talks between Scott Woodward, LSU, and McDonald. And I think that he is in that very, very, very short list for LSU coaches.
Is there still dialogue between LSU and Sully?
No. And, Bill, look, I've been roasted and like a marshmallow by Florida fans on this, and now it's kind of starting to come out because I know that we've talked about it. They entertained it in the beginning because he's a national again, what Scott Woodward does, a national championship-winning head coach, and he entertained it. Bill, in their discovery of Kevin O'Sullivan, there's a lot of baggage, and I'm just going to leave it there, but a lot of baggage that, Bill, not only do I know that he's not going to be the next head coach at LSU, I don't know how this is going to even transpire at Florida at the current moment. If some things are confirmed and are put out in the public, I don't know what's going to happen with Kevin O'Sullivan. So, no, LSU has, I would say, Bill, since the last time that we talked, around the Wednesday, Thursday, some stuff was found out on the LSU side that made them take a huge step back in even just looking into him. So, no, I don't think that, I know that he's not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
Yeah, and I'll expound on that a little later. If you do, let me put it this way, folks. If you Google and search out some articles, you can discover some things. Let me just put it that way. There's one article out there. Now, you need to know some of the background, but yeah, there's something going on there. Let me put it this way. Blake is on to something legit. That's not somebody sitting on a bar stool thinking stuff up. There's some real issues there that we'll tippy toe around a little bit a little later here on the show. Blake Ruffino with us. What's the latest from the football world?
Yeah, Bill, a guy that I've known for a long time that's been in this this game of football is offensive line coach Brad Davis. I'm very excited for my guy. He comes in. And Bill, football is a trickle-down effect. Brad Davis, offensive line coach, leaves Arkansas to become the next O-line coach at LSU. Bill, the highest O-line coach paid in the country at $850,000 a year, which is, again, this crazy. And Bill, then Cody Kennedy, who I played football with at Southeastern, a really good friend, and we, you know, we're talking about that last week. Then he gets promoted from Sam Pittman as the next O-line coach at Arkansas, which is so amazing. I love Cody Kennedy to death. Bill, Brad Davis is a hell of a recruiter, and he's a hell of a technician when it comes to teaching young men and young offensive linemen that, Bill, I feel is a position that doesn't always get the eyes on them. I think he's great at what he does, a fantastic recruiter. Bill, Lucas Taylor is a kid that was committed to LSU of the number one offensive lineman out of Alabama. And then all of us, Brad Davis is hired. The kid decommits and then goes to Mississippi State. I think he's going to bring a new wave of offensive linemen in here and really do good, especially, Bill, which is something crazy. This past weekend, there were close to 1,200 kids and recruits that were in Baton Rouge at LSU this past weekend. Some offers were divvied up. Kelvin Banks is an offensive lineman. He's starting to really, really trend to LSU, which is really interesting because of that Brad Davis connection. So there's been a lot of different small connections and one hire on that trickle-down effect that I just really love. I think he's a great recruiter. I will say this because the question is going to come up about James Craig, the former O-line coach. Bill, it's a minor infraction. A minor recruiting infraction, I can confirm. What I will say is that with the stuff that's going on with LSU, and we all know what's going on, I don't think that LSU thought that they could risk some of the stuff. And, Bill, the minor infraction, some believe, is because the NCAA is on campus for one Will Wade. So there's some anger a little bit around that, but not really, because LSU within 24 hours was able to move in on who they believe is one of the best offensive line coaches in the country.
Might as well just keep speculating on this. Arch Manning, is Clemson still the quiet leader? Or not so quiet?
Bill, and they're not even quiet at this point. Bill, I know that we talked about this a year ago. And when I asked, I said Clemson. Bill, I would be a little shocked. I'm being serious. I'd be a little shocked if we're not looking up within a year from now, 6 months from now, and the kid's not committed to Clemson. One thing about the Mannings, it's not about college, because they know that they can work their way around that. It's about, one, getting to the NFL, and two, what has the NFL said about quarterbacks that have left college and gone into the NFL? Look at what Dabo Swinney has done. You've had Taj Boyd, you've had Deshaun Watson, you've had Trevor Lawrence, and now you have DJ. So they look at this and they say to themselves, well, they've developed young quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson in and of himself has been a big factor in this Arch Manning to Clemson. Bill, there's a reason, you know, this is his publicly, this is his first offer that we know of. Now, I can tell you it's not, but publicly, this is his first offer that we know about with Arch Manning. Eli Holstein was a kid from Louisiana that went there and didn't get offered. Bill, they didn't even enter. I was told, I'll just leave it here. They didn't even entertain, Bill, other quarterbacks this past weekend. Didn't even entertain them. They're putting their chips in for Arch Manning. So, Bill, as these conversations continue, I would be very surprised if he's not going to be at Clemson. If you told me today, I think he goes there. Recruiting's a long process. Things can change. But right now, I would put all my chips into that he ends up in South Carolina.
Tell everybody how they can get your content, your shows.
Yep, Bill, I appreciate it. AYS Sports across the board. Go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe there. We go live. We bring all your comments up onto the screen. We'll continue to follow this LSU baseball news and some of this stuff that's going off the field in other places. Recruiting's going big in the state of Louisiana right now, so we're going to be all in deck for that. So AYS Sports across the board, and Bill, as always, appreciate you having me on.